When her family finally went public with their story on Instagram, they said it's because they had exhausted all other options. She had blocked them from her life, they say, because she was being controlled by her church. But she says she only cut off communication because they don't respect her and her boyfriend of a different race. This is the story of Miranda Derrick, the dancer whose family says she's in a TikTok cult. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here, and hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. The Wilking family made a splash on Instagram in 2022 when they spoke out about 7M Films. It's a talent management company that was pumping out TikTok dancers who went on to have massive followings and the kind of brand deals most influencers only dream of. But Melanie Wilking and her parents, Dean and Kelly, said 7M was a cult, and they knew it because they had lost someone to it. Melanie said 2021 had been the hardest year of her life, and she needed to talk about something uncomfortable, something their family had been hiding. It was February 24th, her sister's 25th birthday, and they couldn't reach out to her because they were blocked on everything. They didn't even know why. Melanie was worried that their video might have consequences. Her sister might be punished by the cult, or this might push her even deeper into the cult's grasp, but they needed to speak up and get help. It had all hit the fan for the family on January 18th, 2021. Melanie and her sister Miranda were supposed to go home to Michigan for their grandfather's funeral. But 30 minutes before they were supposed to head to the airport, Miranda called their parents and said she wasn't going to go. She said she had COVID, but they knew that wasn't the truth. So they pushed her, saying there must be another reason. Miranda said they were right, she was making that up, but that they wouldn't understand the real reason she couldn't go. Her parents left Michigan and flew to California to meet her at her apartment, where they got to talk to her for a couple of hours. They told her to come to Michigan for the funeral, that she'd regret it if she didn't, but Miranda only said she would see, like she needed to ask someone permission. She said she was afraid of making a mistake and that she was just learning. Her family didn't understand what she meant, and they said she seemed afraid of something. Her dad says she was a different person during that conversation and kept wanting to leave. Her mom says she seemed disconnected. Miranda just kept saying she needed to go film videos with her boyfriend, James. So her dad texted her sister, Melanie, and asked her if he should let her go. Melanie said, "If you do, it'll be the last time you see her." And it almost was. In the Instagram video, the family sort of dances around the issue at first, but Melanie eventually just cuts to the chase and says that Miranda is part of a religious group and that she's not allowed to talk to them anymore. Melanie originally joined the group with Miranda, but says she quickly saw the red flags. She told Miranda her concerns, but Miranda said Melanie just didn't understand. Melanie says she could see the group was going to try to separate them. Their parents told Miranda the group was trying to control her. The four of them fought. And Miranda's mom says that before she joined the group, they never had any sort of arguments. The family says that they can tell Miranda and her friends are not in charge of their lives. Melanie said it'd be easy to write her sister off after she cut them all off, but she knows the real Miranda would never act like this. She knows Miranda would never block her own grandparents on social media. Melanie said that on the day their grandfather died, he proudly showed his nurse one of their TikTok videos. The Wilking sisters have been dancers since forever, and it's clear that they always wanted to be entertainers of some sort. Their old YouTube channel, @2girls02, has them doing earnest cover songs and terrible Jersey Shore impressions, DIY slime recipes, and partner yoga. 700 people watched them carve pumpkins, and 900 people watched Miranda give Melanie cornrows. But a dance video from 12 years ago has 1 million views on this channel that only has 33,000 subscribers otherwise. Dancing was really their bread and butter. Raised outside of Macomb, Michigan, Miranda was about 3 years older, but Melanie could have been her twin. They both went to a performing arts high school and then both moved to Los Angeles to dance and teach dance. They entered competitions together and filmed social media videos together. By 2020, they had more than 2 million TikTok followers. They appeared on a billboard in Times Square in New York City to support the Ronald McDonald House charity and got brand deal after brand deal. Miranda once said to Melanie, "Can you believe that we're living our dream? Everything we've ever hoped for has come true." And the most important thing in her life was family, to be able to live her dream with her sister. Miranda met her now husband, the dancer James B. Derrick, through a mutual friend, and she became involved with the religious group because he was. Her dad said you have to be invited. The church is behind a locked gate with no sign. Her parents wanted to at least visit the church when Miranda was first getting involved, but they weren't allowed. She said she was sorry, but she couldn't tell them more about it. They wouldn't get it. And then one day, she just took her things and disappeared. They didn't know where she'd moved to. She'd blocked them and changed her phone number. She walked away from all of the brand deals she and Melanie had and broke up with their management company over email. Melanie continued to post old videos of the two of them together to stall for time while they figured out what was going on. They said they didn't speak up about Miranda leaving them for her religious group at first because they hoped she'd come back and it could all be forgotten. They didn't want to embarrass her. But they realized she wasn't coming back when she suddenly got married. They found out when she announced it on social media. They didn't have any idea where or when the ceremony happened, nor even when she got engaged. Melanie said people will accuse her sometimes online of not supporting her sister's marriage, but she says she didn't even know it was happening. Miranda wasn't speaking to any of her family nor old friends at the time, and still isn't. She was cutting her hair off and living in some hype house with a bunch of other dancers and not at all being the person they had known and loved. Over the course of 2021, they tried to force contact by showing up places where they knew Miranda would be, but they could never get to her. They even went so far as to contact the authorities, but because churches are so protected and this was an adult seemingly acting on her own will, there was nothing they could do. They say, you can't prove brainwashing. The family says they had done everything they could think to do, and maybe the only thing left was to ask the internet strangers for help on Instagram. Miranda's dad said that maybe next time someone saw Miranda performing, they could tell her that her family misses her. They just want to know she's safe and okay. But they also know that right now, with the control she's under, they can't trust Miranda to tell the truth. Melanie says it's as if her sister died, except she was still out there living her life, just with other people. The family couldn't move on and heal, but they weren't just going to go away. They believe Miranda's husband is also a victim. They say he used to be kind and respectful before, but since he got involved in the church, he had blocked Miranda's mom for messaging about her grandmother being sick. Miranda and Melanie used to do everything together, but suddenly Miranda was taking the car and not telling Melanie where she was going. She spent all of her time away from home with the church. Melanie says they didn't grow up religious, but she liked the group at first. It was fun, something new, and there were a bunch of dancers there. But then they wanted all of Melanie's time. When Melanie couldn't come to a service because she had to pick up a friend from the airport, they called her repeatedly, trying to get her to cancel her plans. When she didn't, she wasn't invited to the next service. And that, of course, made her feel guilty, like she needed to make it up to them. So Melanie told Miranda that the church probably wasn't her thing, and that's when Miranda moved out. And the family understands in a way why she stays, because everyone in the group gets so famous. Melanie's mom once asked her if she'd be more popular on social media if she stayed in the church, but Melanie said she and Miranda never cared about that, not enough to give up each other or their family. Now, one thing that's interesting to me is that this video the family made in 2022 isn't on Melanie's profile grid anymore. The life of a social media influencer is so weird, right? Keep the video where mom and Grammy try the lip plumper, hide the video where you want help getting your sister out of a cult. Now, I'm sure Miranda didn't know she was joining what people are now calling a cult in late 2020 or early 2021. Her now husband, James, became involved while looking for a videographer to help with his social media videos. He met Isaiah Shin, the son of the church leader, Robert Shin. Isaiah directed super slick videos for his dad's side company, 7M Films. 7M claims to be a Los Angeles-based talent management company representing some of the top social media influencers in the world. Their website says their clients' collective social media has grown from 1.78 million to 10.42 million since its inception. It was formed as a general stock corporation in July 2021 and is listed as in good standing in the California Business Search. But some people say it's not that innocent. Robert Israel Shin is the leader of both 7M Films and the Shekinah Church in Santa Ana, California. He came to the U.S. from Toronto and founded the church in 1994 after leaving his medical practice. An older version of the church's website says that he successfully practiced medicine for 7 years before God spoke to him to go into ministry full-time. And I love that they changed the website between 2004 and 2009 to specify that he successfully practiced medicine. Under oath, Shin has said that at their membership peak between the years 2000 and 2008, they had about 70 members. And those 70 members donated $4.7 million in that time. He admits that he encouraged them to donate not just to the church, but to him personally as the man of God. In just 1 month in 2007, members made out checks for $300,000 directly in his name. And the thing is, people noticed that the church didn't really have any sort of, you know, building. Usually churches are trying to reach more people, to welcome newcomers with open arms. But this church's address was just an office, the same office where 7M Films was located. It didn't have any sort of social media presence either, despite that being 7M's whole business. It just had a super bare-bones website that basically just says, guys, we're totally normal Christians, just regular non-cult Christians. And this wasn't actually the first time the church had been accused of controlling people. In 2009, a woman named Lydia Chung sued church leader Robert Shin, saying, this is a cult. This totally ruins people. She said Shin had exerted undue influence, mind control, coercive persuasion, oppression, and other intimidating tactics to divest her of her money and property, all in the name of obeying the will of God. And of course, this being a church, Shin wouldn't have had to pay taxes on any of the almost $4 million this woman was allegedly coerced into handing over from a family trust, a divorce settlement, and a transfer of property. But a judge ruled in Shin's favor, saying that he was just acting like any normal clergy member. Maybe it's like the Wilking family said, it's hard to prove brainwashing. In 2023, though, more people tried. Three dancers, Aubrey Fisher Green, Kylie Douglas, and Kevin Concrete Davis, joined in a suit against Shin, 7M, and Shekinah, saying their former talent manager and pastor required full physical and economic control over Shekinah members. They called the church a cult operating under the guise of a religious institution, where Shin said members' lives would be cursed if they didn't submit to him. He was said to have deputies working for him who would move money from members' bank accounts and tell them how to spend nearly every waking moment of their time. The dancers alleged that when they went to get COVID vaccines, a church member was working at the clinic and only squirted the vaccine onto their arms. Shin also made them apply for COVID relief funds that he then funneled to his companies rather than the members. Rolling Stone first began reporting on claims that 7M was a cult in 2022, but at the time, none of the dancers would speak out against the company. Now, a year later, Kylie Douglas was saying, "We just no longer want him to be able to do that to anyone. The brainwashing, the manipulating, running people down, giving their time, giving their effort, giving their money, giving all they got for something that is a false hope." The 2023 court filing says that 7M took control of their clients' businesses. They would take cuts from the dancers' earnings or not pay them at all. They would charge excessively high fees for video production. They would insist the church do the dancers' taxes. And on top of that, the dancers would still have to hand over the 10% or more of their income that many people in quote-unquote normal Christian churches give. Kylie says that 7M even held back her business when they should have been promoting it, making her wait to post her videos until the more popular dancers had already posted. And worse still, they say the church discouraged people from contacting their families. The dancers in the 2023 complaint say it wasn't technically completely off limits, but they would be scorned for trying to spend time with their families and were told to clear their schedules for the church. If they didn't properly submit to the church, they would be yelled at in front of each other during a service. And people say it's also pretty strange that a bunch of the 7M dancers are coupled up with each other. Like, yes, a lot of people meet at church. I remember people in my hometown referred to this one megachurch as a meat market because all of the 20-somethings were there at the Sunday night service searching for their husbands or wives. But that was a church of hundreds or thousands of people. This is a church of like 30. What are the chances that their lifelong partners just happen to also be members? It reminds me of the Twin Flames universe scam that's often viewed as a cult. But the dancers who are still 7M clients say that all of this is false. Miranda Wilking says members of 7M are absolutely allowed to talk to their families, It's just that she doesn't because her family uniquely sucks. She and her husband, James Derrick, both publicly denied being in a cult. She said she just wanted to start walking with God in a serious way. Miranda's statement said, "Hey, everyone. First of all, I want to address that I have communicated to my parents in the past year multiple times. A year ago, I decided to move out of living with Melanie. Even after all of that, I was still willing to work with Melanie on our TikTok account and make things work on terms we both wanted. I wanted to start a new life with James, but I also wanted to continue working together with Melanie. Then I was kicked out of the 3.1 million follower TikTok account that I originally started and had Melanie join. I asked if I could have access to it so we could continue our TikTok account together, and she refused to grant me access. After constant back and forth over this topic, I finally let Melanie have full access over that account, so it forced me to start all over. To everyone who has reached out asking if I'm okay and involved in a religious cult, thank you so much for your concern, but I am not involved in a religious cult. I can say that everyone in my management group speaks and communicates with their families. It is just my unique situation where I am not speaking to my family as often as I used to because they were not supportive of the decisions I made. There was a disagreement in my family where they didn't respect a decision that I made to move in with James and start our life together. Due to that disagreement, I haven't talked to my family as much as I used to, but I have communicated with them within the past year multiple times. I can speak for James and our friends who are in 7M that they do speak to their families. So what you guys have heard about 7M dancers not speaking to their families is a complete lie. It is just a unique situation with my family where I don't speak to them as often as before, because who would want to speak with people who completely disagree with you and who don't respect you? At the end of the day, James and I are grown adults who are excited to be married and live with one another, and when people are not on board with your decision, I guess they just believe what they believe, and we agree to disagree, and things take time to heal. When I left, they decided to call the cops on James, saying that my black boyfriend James kidnapped and abused me. The police officers ended up going to where James lived, and they tried calling James, but he was on set for a job and actually could not answer his phone. They then got a hold of me and wanted to meet me in person to make sure that I was not kidnapped or hurt in any way. I ended up meeting with the police officers, and they saw that I was fine, and we actually laughed about the situation because they said, "Wow, it seems that your family was really upset that you moved out." And I just said, "Hey, it was a disagreement we had, and that's it." And everything was fine, and the police left. I didn't want to go to my papa's funeral because I was afraid that I would be held captive in Michigan. I didn't feel safe with my dad. I went back for things at my old apartment by myself. It was my mom, dad, and me at the apartment. We talked and they tried to get me to stay and not go and live with James, and I already had made my decision. My decision was final. And then it got to a point where the conversation was just going in circles, so I wanted to get out of there. I got in my car and I was ready to back up and leave, and they actually physically held me back and harassed me. My dad opened up the trunk of my car and grabbed my purse so that I wouldn't have my license to drive. I had to forcefully grab my purse back and try to shut the trunk of my car. I then got back in the driver's seat, and my dad took his car and blocked me in my own driveway, and my mom was holding my arm, speaking out to me and reading what a cult meant and said that I was part of one. I didn't want to speak about these things because honestly it is embarrassing, but I am forced to talk about family issues publicly by my own family. James also issued his own statement saying, "First of all, there's two sides to every story. This is the other side of the Wilkings family drama. It started with a white, beautiful woman moving in with a poor black man from Compton that the parents did not approve of. I get it. I was renting a room and had no car. I was a divorced man with a son. Dean Wilking called the cops on me, saying they were afraid for Miranda's life and that Miranda was kidnapped by me. They accused me of DV and kidnapping. Melanie then decided to lock Miranda out of the Wilking sisters' TikTok account, which had millions of followers, and refused to pay Miranda from the previous brand deals. We got married and joined a management company that helped me to become successful in a matter of months. I started getting paid from endorsements that dancers like me never had before. I've been able to pay off my debts, buy a new car, and move into a nice home. Now the management company manages my bookings and helps with taxes and finances. This company is not a religious nonprofit organization, but a secular for-profit company run by people who have faith in God. It is their job to manage/control our bookings or schedules. FYI, talents pay agencies and management companies to control their bookings and finances, that is not a cult activity. It's called doing business. Is it wrong for Christians to be engaged in a non-faith-based entertainment business? If 7M was run by unbelievers, then is it no longer a cult? I have been burned and ripped off by many secular management companies in the past. It was Miranda's and my decision to restrict our communication with the Wilking family to give us some space. Now this personal situation has escalated to get out from a cult organization who is not allowing members to communicate with their families. By the way, how do they know who talks to whom? Did they tap my phone line or something? Don't be too quick to believe everything you hear from one side. After our Super Bowl appearance, our phones were lighting up, and we were busy talking to parents, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunts and uncles, high school friends and fans. So where did this, we were not allowed to talk to our families, come from? Wilkings. We have chosen not to air our side publicly for many reasons. Miranda called Melanie and offered to meet and talk Monday if she takes down all the social media smear campaign, and she refused. Look, to be honest, God forgive them. Now, just to clear up one thing, according to the Daily Beast, the Wilkings say that, hey, we don't care that James is black. Melanie is also dating a black guy. She's now engaged to him, NFL running back Austin Ekeler. How the family feels about anyone is obviously subjective, but it seems to me like other things from the statement are easier to prove. Other people from outside 7M who are communicating with Miranda and James just need to come forward. Show those call records from after the Super Bowl when his whole family apparently called him. Show the text. Schedule an activity during a church service and see if the church lets them go to it. That seems easy to me. But maybe they feel like they don't need to prove anything to anyone. But since the Wilkings made their video, other people have come forward saying that they're similarly concerned about what 7M has done to their family members and friends. And one friend of James told Rolling Stone that this isn't the first time he's been involved in a so-called high control group, like a cult. The two of them apparently got involved with a crump dance group called Street Kingdom more than a decade ago that was attached to a church like Shekinah. Their services would grind to a halt if people weren't handing over enough of their earnings, their tithings, to the pastor. The pastor would just wait until the members coughed up more cash. This church also married off its members to each other. And they were told if they visited their families, a natural disaster would occur or they'd be cursed. But the success they were seeing by being a part of the group made it easier to ignore the red flags. Plus, they felt like they were doing God's work. And because they were programmed to think that their families were against them, when their families would say something about them being in a cult, they would automatically think, yeah, you would say that. James and his friend only got out of the group when the pastor said they would win the TV show America's Best Dance Crew if they made enough sacrifices. That didn't come true, and they realized the church was all a sham. Now, 7M and Shekinah church leader Robert Shin has sued people who have spoken out against him, including past members of the church and moderators of social media accounts. He says one of them is just mad that he stopped being into her and ended their affair. And he says that 7M means 7 millennium and has nothing to do with the 7 mountain mandate. That's a conservative Christian ideology that says believers should try to influence the 7 facets of society, family, religion, education, media, arts and entertainment, business and government, through a cultural crusade to make a Christian nation. Because when they do, that'll bring the end times when they can go meet their maker and live in the Lord's house on top of the mountains. And it's not like the shiny, happy Christians who just want everyone to experience the joy of having a relationship with God. It's like, we must take control of society at whatever cost, for the end is nigh kind of stuff. At least that's my understanding of it. The teachings have been around for decades, but apparently they gained more prominence when the last president invited a 7 mountain mandate follower to chair his evangelical advisory board. Many mainstream Christians rebuke the 7M mandate, calling it militant. They say Jesus tells his followers to take up their crosses, not their swords. But again, the leader of this Shekinah church and the 7M entertainment company says his teachings have nothing to do with this mandate to influence the nation. Robert Shin is definitely dabbling in a lot of these 7 facets of society with his real estate ventures and production companies, though. He definitely seems to have a lot of influence, both over his followers and through their massive fan base. Friends and families say they're not even sure Miranda understands what his teachings are. But it's understandable to me why this management company would be so attractive to young people trying to make it on social media. Not only are there just not that many professional dancing jobs, but the schedules are grueling and the pay doesn't make up for that. Not at all. So having a TikTok brand can help dancers book jobs on tour or on TV on top of hopefully going viral with one of their own videos. It helps that 7M has their dancers feature each other in their videos and promote each other for collective clout. The videos are super flashy, well-produced, and filmed in interesting locations with beautiful costumes. They go viral. And obviously 7M is working out well for Miranda, at least business-wise. She danced on the Ellen DeGeneres talk show. She had brand deals with Reebok and MAC Cosmetics. She has 1.5 million followers on Instagram, while her sister Melanie only has 250,000. I use the word only, you know, relatively. The latest update I have in this case is that Robert Shin will go to trial in July 2025. He'll have to defend himself against charges of fraud, unjust enrichment, human trafficking, and more. He says people are just out to defame him and his totally legitimate business. As for the Wilking family, after they made that famous Instagram video about 7M being a cult, James and Miranda did eventually meet with them in Michigan. Miranda's mom said that she had hope when Miranda initiated the visit. Maybe they could work things out. But she was sad to report that quote-unquote little progress was made. Now, some people say that the Wilking family is just weird, and Miranda probably needed a mental health break from them. She once said that she just couldn't talk to her family three times a day as an adult with her own life, and I totally get that. Melanie's social media features her family a lot, and the closeness might seem strange to some. Maybe Miranda wanted to establish new boundaries and they just won't leave her alone, in which case the Instagram video about her being in a cult is way over the top. But what if it's all true? What if Miranda is in a high control group or a cult? I honestly can't imagine the heartbreak of being cut off from your daughter or your sister when you were once extremely close. I can't imagine how helpless they feel. And I absolutely despise the idea of using Christianity against people, like saying God will curse you if you don't hand over your money or your time. Melanie has said, "We hate this. It kills me inside that this is happening. They have taken her from us. This isn't just drama. That's why we didn't say anything else either. No, this is real. Trust me, we aren't trying to get attention from this. We are just trying to get Miranda back. We don't know what else to do." Miranda, as if in response, posted a video of herself dancing to the Billy Joel song My Life with a caption that reads, "This is my life, leave me alone." But now, in a twist that is blowing my mind, I was looking at Miranda's official Facebook page when I saw pictures of the whole Wilking family together for Christmas, James and all. At first, I thought it must be old photos used to make it look like they were hanging out, but then I realized that Miranda has her recent short blonde hair. So then I went to Miranda's mom's Instagram, and in 2022, she posted birthday wishes to Miranda that say, "I hope she has a beautiful day today and that she is treated with all of the love she deserves. I love her and miss her so very much." In 2023, she did the same and wrote, "Wish I could see you and hug you today, but know James has something special planned for you. I'm looking forward to celebrating with you soon." So that makes it sound like they were planning to see each other in 2023, right? In the 2024 birthday post to Miranda, her mom wrote, "She is so beautiful and special, and I will be here for her always. I hope she has the most amazing birthday." So that sounds like they weren't celebrating together this year. But then on April 15th, 2024, she and Miranda both posted a video of Miranda, Melanie, and her all dancing together and looking so happy. So what's going on? Did Miranda leave her church? Or did the church feel so much heat that they have her back in touch with her family? Or was any of this ever real to begin with? People on Reddit and YouTube are saying that the Netflix documentary coming out about 7M is all a sham and that they're canceling their subscriptions. They say one of the Netflix sources is a known liar. But of course, there's still the pending lawsuit against Robert Shin. Is that a sham too? Obviously, this is still a very up-in-the-air case. Dancing for the Devil, the 7M TikTok cult, premieres on Netflix on May 29th, and I hope we'll find out so much more from the Wilking family. Do you believe Miranda's church is something akin to a cult? Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.